What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Oh, a little Zeppelin to bring you in for hour number three. Ben Schrober alongside. Pinch hitting for AMAC. Again, apparently I'm being blamed for everybody's car issues that after they work with me or associate with me, their car goes to hell in a handbasket. As Mad Max pointed out, he had issues. Linnell always has issues. God, Linnell has issues. And now AMAC, who is expected to be back tomorrow, but Ben Schrober doing a great job as always. Be kind to him when you call in, 301-230-0980. Strobes, do you need more time to make your executive decision, or have you made it?
Nope, I've made a decision.
We're not going to do it right now, but do you want to tease the audience? Do you want to wait? Do you want to deliver the goods now? What do you want to do?
I'll tease it for you right now. Let's just say you're going to hear from someone with a little bit of championship pedigree.
Ooh.
Somebody new to this defensive line. You'll hear from him.
Oh. He a hog. Just like that Cam Little guy. The 70-yard place kicker. Arkansas Razorbacks football. I hope they're good this year. I love Arkansas. I just want them to be good. I get excited when the Commanders sign anybody from Arkansas. Gives me a chance to rap with them. All right. Anyway, that's coming up. But first, the guy that has been steadily picking the New York Giants all offseason. So much so that if he's right and the Giants cover the 6.5, which is not that impossible to think, we're going to have to give him something as a beyond just an attaboy. Because I think a lot of people think the Giants suck and aren't going to be in that game. And I actually think they are going to be in that game, regardless of who plays at quarterback. It'll probably be Russell Wilson. But Jackson Dart, as we talked about yesterday, looked great. Jameis Winston looked good. I think this is a make or break year, clearly, for Brian Daboll and Joe Shane. I like Tyrone Tracy, Malik Nabers. I mean, their offensive line for now is better. Who knows? We'll see. Their secondary revamped because God knows the kid from Maryland, Deontay Banks, stinks, or at least has. I think the Giants absolutely can cover. And I'll go one step further. The Giants, if they play well enough, can win in Landover week one. If they play well enough, not saying they will win, if they play well enough, if that pass rush, which is loaded for bear, gets home, which it certainly could, yes, You got Laremy Tunsil. But man alive, you're not going to have Cosme, I don't think, at right guard. Left guard, you think, you hope? Brandon Coleman? Center, they're screwed. I mean, Tyler Biadasz is not great, but they are screwed if Tyler Biadasz gets hurt. I'm sorry. Their backup center, at least during camp, mostly Julian Good-Jones, almost every snap is high. Almost every snap is erratic and out of control. Not to mention, not exactly great.
Is he at least better than Michael Dieter?
The answer is no.
Who? Oh.
At least based on what I've seen. All right, let's get to him. Double A, MCO. What's up, Athen in Annapolis? How are you, pal?
I'm good, and I'd like to be wrong week one, but you know, I just, again, history of the team, head-to-head matchups, the division game, the desperation. The Giants are going to come out like the Patriots did the other night. That's why I see it being so close. But the other reason is, if you're not going to play in preseason, then you have to practice well. And as I said yesterday, I just don't believe this team has practiced hard during camp, at least. They might practice harder during the year. But, you know, you got Terry, who I don't think is a very good businessman. He should have renegotiated his contract after year three. Probably cost himself about $20 million by not doing that. The next big news you're going to hear that's going to make everybody ooh and ah is going to be Terry unfollowed the team on social media. Don't let me jump out of my chair before that happens. But I think people are forgetting one particular thing. Noah Brown, while he may be an above average, like a B player, you know, I don't know what his injury is, but it's not good. And I think this is a thing that could linger into the season. And if Terry's not there week one, which Coach Sheehan thinks he will be, but I think it's 50-50, I think the Giants find a way to bottle up Debo. And then if you don't have Noah Brown there, or Noah Brown's at like a 75% or whatever he is, because we don't know his injury, we could have some serious problems. I think Noah Brown is a bigger wild card than most people give him credit for.
I mean, listen, it's possible. Possible. I'm not saying it's likely. I don't know that both Terry McLaurin and Noah Brown are not in the lineup week one. And if they're not in the lineup week one, there's a good chance they're not in the lineup week two, because it's Thursday night, quick turnaround. So they could be 0-2 out of the chute pretty easily.
Absolutely.
I don't think they're beating the Giants if they don't have Terry McLaurin and Noah Brown. I could be wrong. Lots of other things can happen. Turnovers, obviously, could change. Special teams, as we saw. But, you know, right now, Graham Gano ain't injured. Right now. Now, that could change, as it did before week two. But right now, all he's doing is booting mid-50s field goals.
And you think Malik Nabers hasn't thought about that week two drop last year, mm-hmm. that helped send the Giants season into a tailspin?
Correct.
Listen, I'm just saying, you know, is like I said yesterday, regardless of everybody calling in and Terry should get this, he should not get this, I hate sounding like a broken record, we are still feeling the effects of the Rivera era that was just complete F-minus for picking talent. And this is where you rely on people like Noah Brown and others to come in and step up. And if they're hurt, then you better find another way to move the ball, because otherwise, like I said, that Giants defense is going to come in here flying around like the Patriots were the other night. Desperate teams, like an animal backed into a corner. They're going to come out with an vengeance, like hellfire and brimstone. So I hope we're ready for it, because I just don't think we have had a stellar training camp so far. It's a lot of BS about contracts and other things with a guy that's faking an ankle injury so he doesn't have to pay $50,000 a day in fines, and the team colluded with him to do it.
Well said. Thank you, Double A. Appreciate you as always, my friend. Always strong opinions. Always strong opinions from Double A. You don't have to like him, but he's always putting it on the line. You don't have to like me, but I'm always telling you the way I see it. I mean, it is what it is, right? It is what it is. By the way, in case you think I'm being mean, Ben Standing, as, you know, professional as they come, mild-mannered, not overly agitated. You hear him all the time on the station. Headline, 11 minutes ago, at Ben Standing. Today was Jaden Daniels' worst practice I've covered. It wasn't all on him. And we've mentioned from the inter-squad scrimmage, defense dominating, yes. No Terry McLaurin, yes. No Noah Brown, yes. No Bill Merritt. Bill, I just call him. People seem to be calling Bill Merritt. I mean, his last name's Krosky Merritt. I don't know why we just decided it's just Bill Merritt. He wants to be called Bill. That's it. Just Bill. Right? No Bill. No Noah Brown. But everyone else was there. Today was not a good day. Now, whether that's because the defense really came to play, or the offense is just really, really, really out of sync right now, I don't know. I mean, I'll let others kind of determine that. But here's the thing that I keep circling back to. It is hard to play full speed, padded football when you can't even hit the quarterback and when you can't even really tackle. You can hit, but you can't even really tackle. It is hard to do that at a great level when you don't have that day in, day out. When you didn't play in the game, as 30 didn't, as the quarterback didn't, not his choice. This one is a coaching decision. But it is really hard to be a smooth, well-oiled engine. I know when I do a show for the first time in 4 or 5 days, you know, you take a weekend wrap around, whatever. Sometimes it takes me a while to settle down and to get the oil again running through the engine. And sometimes it never hits. Sometimes it just goes, right? And sometimes I hit my stride and, oh, okay, I remember what I do for a living now, right? And again, some of you might say that I'm a seized engine all the time. Gloom and doom. Mr. Negative, whatever. Annoying, loud, irrational, dumb, stupid. Strober, stop contributing to that online.
I didn't do anything.
I'm just teasing.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Some of you might think that about me. You're all wrong. I'm the smartest guy I know. We are ahead of the curve on this radio show all the time. We tell you things before they happen all the time. Nobody gives us any credit, but we tell you all the time. Way ahead. That is a strength of this show. Along with that personality, fire, brimstone, and energy. You know? They don't like that. They like to keep a lid on it. They like to duck the fire out. We don't do that. Again, it is hard to play well when you don't play football. Let's go to Steve in Columbia next up on the Team 980, and then we will get to the choice that Strober has made in less than 10 minutes. I think I know where he played last year. I know it wasn't here. But you said he's a past Super Bowl champion, right?
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I wonder who that is. Hello, Steve. How are you?
Hey, how you doing?
All right, Steve.
Let me just say this. last call was interesting. Practice is what it is. It's practice. You want to, you know, make your mistakes there, have film, you know, evaluate players. So even your best players sometimes aren't going to practice well. I'm okay with trusting the way that Dan Quinn handles his starters. And I understand that you need to work on continuity and things like that. But as far as the Giants are concerned, yeah, it's a division game. And if the Commanders cannot beat them at home and don't have a sense of urgency for that game, then they don't deserve to win. And I just think they'll be ready for them. I have no fear of the Giants. The Giants haven't won anything in years. I don't care about this new revamped defense and Russell Wilson. They've seen them before. And I think our guys are better on the defensive side of the ball. And I think we'll be able to run the ball a little bit better. With or without Terry, I prefer to have him on the team because obviously he opens up a lot of things for a lot of other players. I don't know why they just chose to get rid of Zaccheaus because I think he's better than any of those guys like Osborne and
absolutely.
The other guys that they have.
Absolutely.
And I don't get why they let him go.
You know, nobody – I mean, again, we keep talking about it, right? You can't trust Noah Brown, one. And, again, they let go of Olamide Zaccheaus, Diami Brown, which I understood. I understood. Even though he only got a one-year $11 million deal, they weren't going to pay him that. Okay, whatever. Fine. The bottom line is they let go of Zaccheaus, Diami Brown, Jamison Crowder. They're playing all these games with Terry McLaurin, and essentially they trusted K.J. Osborne, who they re-signed, who couldn't even crack the lineup more than one time in like 10 games down the stretch, including the playoffs, who could not even crack the lineup one time. And counting on, again, Noah Brown to stay healthy, which he never has been able to do, and counting on Luke McCaffrey to be better in year two. And to me, that was a heavy risk, and it's something that we're not saying just today. We've been saying for a long time. To me, OZ, the guy you mentioned, Olamide Zaccheaus, was probably the most damaging of those losses that I just mentioned. So it sounds like in your eyes, too.
I agree with everything you say. Let me just say this to one last thing.
Yep.
I hear a lot of people on different shows, hosts, talk about, how, good and great Jaden is. And I'm one of his biggest fans. But I think it's naive to think that you want to rely that much on him if you don't have a competent receiving core. It's going to be too much pressure on him. That's just my personal opinion.
I appreciate you. Good call. Thank you, Steve. I mean, again, I still think the Terry thing will get resolved. Like, here's the deal. When they go to cut down the roster, it's the Tuesday. It's 2 weeks. Is today Tuesday? Right? Today's Tuesday, right? It's 2 weeks from today. After the Ravens game, they're going to have to make a decision on Terry. Do they transfer him to the PUP, the regular season PUP, which means I think he's got to miss three games? I think that's the rule now. They've changed the rule so many damn times. Do they do that? Does he get a new... It's four games? Okay, I thought they had changed it to three games. Do they do that? Do they not put him on season PUP and clear him and then basically make him make a decision?
Don't we get to a point, though, where the team is going to require him to go through a physical in order to be on the PUP?
I mean, I presume, right? Again, don't know 100% the rules. I presume if you're on preseason PUP, You have to at least get a definitive medical diagnosis, I would assume, if not a physical, in order to be transferred to the season pup. And if this is a quote-unquote fake ankle injury, like everyone seems to think it is, and I'm not calling it fake. Mm-hmm. I haven't seen any obvious evidence of it, but I haven't seen him run either. I haven't seen him play football. I haven't seen him cut, so I don't know. And Terry's not talking or giving any details about it. It's like something has to happen. Push is going to come to shove 2 weeks from today.
Yeah, I mean, I think the worst case scenario is if they make him go through a physical and they determine that they can't put him on the season pup, either he'd file a grievance with the team or the team would file a grievance with him.
That's what I mentioned yesterday. Yeah. That could be the next step. And people don't want to hear this, right? Terry could file a grievance. The team could file a grievance, just like what you said. I think we said this yesterday, or maybe it was Friday. I can't remember. One of the days. Absolutely, that can happen. Or they could sign him to a new contract. Or Terry could decide, all right, you know what? I tried. I did everything I could. I'm just going to report and play out the final year. Or they could give him a sweetener to this year. You know, boost up his mm-hmm. guaranteed money and whatnot in lieu of a contract and try again next offseason or try again during the season or whenever. There's multiple options.
I think what you just said is the end game for this.
The sweetener?
I don't see him signing the extension. I think he gets the sweetener and he plays, and I think the team tags him. So that way it almost works out as a win-win, and maybe it even works out in Terry's situation because – I'd have to really get the numbers. What is the franchise tag number? Like 33, 34
million? Well, I believe
million?
It's projected next year. Projected.
Yeah. What is it
projected? To be about 29 million.
29
million. And then 33 million. But again, remember, that is also in relation to the top five contracts and however they do that, and also mm-hmm. related to the salary cap, which we don't even know what the salary cap is going
to
be.
But the way it's trending, it goes up, and the receiver market continues to go up, so that probably favors Terry McLaurin right there. So if they can sweeten his deal and get him to play on that and then tag him next year, I don't think McLaurin would be too upset about that.
I think he would, because I think he realizes that the questions would never stop, and the lack of trust, the lack of belief, the lack of faith long-term would really agitate him, because Terry is such a good dude, but he's prideful. He's stubborn, you know, just like a lot of people are. I mean, if you call out my integrity, if you think that I'm a horrible person because you disagree with my sports opinion, my stupid sports opinion, that bothers me. That eats away at me. I don't mind if you disagree or if you see something a different way. Whatever. That's part of it. When you call out my integrity and say, you know, that you're lazy or you're ignorant or you're worse or whatever, that bothers me. I could see where Terry would, like, if they do it, you know, and again, they would have to agree to the sweetener, right? And that would have to be folded in. Here's another thing that doesn't come up very often. I brought it up a couple of times, but again, should be pointed out. Next year, regardless of what happens with Terry, if he's on the franchise tag, they also, in addition, owe an extra $5.6 million in dead money against the cap next year from the voidable year of the current contract. Meaning the contract is up after this year, but it was originally written as a four-year extension with 2026 being a void year. Well, what they do is, because they spread out the prorated signing bonus, in this case, it's $5.6 million every year against the cap. Next year, if Terry's on our franchise tag, say $29 million, well, actually the number is more closer to $35 million. If Terry's not here, they still owe $5.6 million in dead money. If Terry is under a renegotiated, re-extended, whatever contract that makes both sides happy, presumably, and say the cap number next year is $26 million, you got to add another 5.6 onto that. So they don't have the big advantage that a lot of teams have in terms of doing an extension. And those advantages are becoming less and less and less because of the void year concept that the NFL has really gone in vogue with over the last 5 to 8 years, somewhere in that range. It's taking away. Like, again, Kirk Cousins last year, if he would have gone back to Minnesota before going to Atlanta, it was going to cost whatever the cost under the cap was for the contract, the new contract. But it was also going to cost like $28 million worth of dead money from the void year of the expired contract. People don't realize this. And it's prohibitive. And people should realize that Terry McLaurin, no matter what happens next year, is going to cost an extra $5.6 million under the cap, whether he's here or not here, whether he's on a franchise tag or not, whether he's on a rework deal or an extended deal or not. Think about that. People don't want to think about that. That's the reality. On the Team 980, we continue along. Dietrich Wise of the Washington Commanders, former Super Bowl champion, former New England Patriot, joins us next for a couple of quick minutes on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.